我们一起来看圣经，提摩太前书第一章。
Let's refer to First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太的前书第一章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，但命令的总纲就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
Verse 5. This is the goal of this command is which come from pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
这个命令的总纲这里讲神的诫命。
And here says the objective of the commandments of God.
神赐给人他的诫命，人的义务就是要去遵守。
And God's goal is to give commandments to man, and man has to obey the commandments.
因为这是人应当尽的本分。
And this is the duty of man.
将来人所做的，神要照他的诫命来审判我们。
And God will judge us based on the commandment God granted us.
那在这里说命令的总纲就是爱。
And here says the objective, the goals of the commandments is love.
命令诫命的归纳就是爱心。
And if we would summarize up the commandments, it is equated to love.
有两方面，一个是爱神，一个是爱人。
And love can be into two components, love God and love man.
而这个基础就是基督在十字架上为我们赦罪流的宝血的爱。
And that love is the foundation that where Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross.
那在这里讲这个爱啊，又从三个方面生出来。
And this love grows from three aspects.
第一个是清洁的心。
It comes up from a pure heart.
清洁的心就是单一的心。
Pure heart is equivalent to one heart.
专一的心。
The only heart.
就是对神专一的心。
That is only one heart towards God.
第二个是无愧的良心。
Secondly, is a good conscience.
良心是神赐给每一个人在福音里面一个神的一个灵。
And good conscience is a type of spirit that God granted to human being.
与生俱来，生下来就有了。
It is innate. It comes when we were born.
我们看到一个人很可怜在那里哀叫，我们人自然会去关心他。
We will show pity and compassion upon ones that they need.
这就是神赐给人的良心。
And that is how we describe conscience.
那这个爱是要从这种没有亏欠的良心生出来的。
And love grows out from this good conscience.
我们的良心如果没有了，那就有亏欠。
And if we do not have conscience, then we fall short towards God and man.
中国人说，如果一个人没有良心，就是禽兽。
And Chinese describe that if a human being lacks a good conscience, then it's similar to a beast.
因为人跟禽兽不同的地方，就是有这个良心。
The distinguished feature between humans and animals is the conscience.
第三个是从无为的信心生出来的。
And the third part of love comes from a sincere faith.
信心也叫信仰。
Faith is also called what we believe in.
没有虚假的信仰。
There is no fake faith.
那就是真正的信仰。
Faith is a genuine towards God.
我们今天早上就用这个无为的信心、无为的信仰来做大家的分享。
And this morning, I will share with us the sincere faith.
这个信心、信仰跟爱心也是连在一起的。
And all these three are linked together.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，到最本到人要求靠他的时候，都问他说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
And when all the people comes before Jesus, Jesus asked all the followers that, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
那个人说：“我信。”
And the listener reply says, "I do."
那么他就得到神的恩典。
And that listener received the grace of God.
这种的信心是刚开始的信心。
This is a beginner faith.
这里所讲的无为的信心是我们信主以后坚持下去真正的信心。
A genuine faith is one that we carry on and we along with us.
这个提摩太前书是一个年老的传道人对一个年轻的传道人所讲的话。
Timothy is written from an elderly pastor to a younger pastor.
就是要他怎么样传福音，怎么样持守真道到底。
And that it encouraged the younger generation on how to preserve the faith and to carry on the goals.
怎么样走这个信仰的道路。
And the advice is on how one can walk on the way of the of salvation.
你要走在真正的信心的路上。
That is encourage the readers that to walk on the genuine faith.
一直走到底。
And to keep on walking forward.
这就是爱。
And that is what is been described as love.
这就是遵守神的诫命。
And this is what is been known as to follow the commands of God.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
格林雅各书的第二章十五节。
James chapter 2 verse 15.
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体又缺了日用的饮食，十六节，你们中间有人对他们说，平安平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？十七节，这样信心若没有行为就是死的。十八节，没有若有必有人说，你有信心我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。这里是对主内的弟兄姊妹所讲的。
These several verses is encouragement to the believers.
如果我们看到我们的同龄他有缺少日用的饮食，
If we see that any of our brothers and sisters lack of any physical food.
那但是我们只跟他嘴巴讲说，你平平安安去吧，愿神能够带领你。
And if we would just comfort them, says that go in peace, that the Lord will have guidance on you.
而不给他真正生活上所需要的。
And that we do not support their physical needs.
这样子就没有用了。
This doesn't suffice the listener.
无为的信心是有爱心的行为。
A genuine faith is one that has an action that carries on.
如果我们没有从信心出现的爱心的行为，这种的信心不是真正的信心。
Unless it works along with love, a genuine faith is not.
所以这里说信心没有行为是死的。
And so it ended that a faith without action is dead.
我们怎么知道我们对神有信心？
And how do we know that we are faithful towards God?
我们就能够爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
One way is that we should be able to love our brothers and sisters.
我们如果有爱弟兄姊妹的心，
If we have the mind to love our brothers and sisters,
我们就走在真正的信心上面。
Then we are walking on the way of the genuine faith.
19节，二章十九节。
James chapter 2 verse 19.
你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。这里讲魔鬼也信神。
And this verse tells us further that the demon even believe in God.
因为他是灵，他知道神的存在。
Demons is a spirit and he knows the existence of true God.
但是魔鬼没有爱心的行为。
The demon lacks the love.
没有爱心的行为就是死的。
And once that without having love is death.
我这里继续解释亚伯拉罕的信心。
And it continued to show example of faith of Abraham.
亚伯兰的信心就成为新约里面所讲的信因信称义的道理。
The faith of Abraham is what is being described as justified by faith in the New Testament.
很多人都觉得说，只要我嘴巴相信说有主耶稣，信耶稣就可以了。
Many believers in Christianity says that if we with our mouths utter that.God exists, then we will be safe.
其实他们不正是因信称义的道理。
Because many fail to understand the teachings of justified by faith.
因信称义道不是只有嘴巴讲说相信而已。
Justified by faith doesn't mean that we just utter out.
是有 这个信心出来的爱心的行为。
We need to, our faith need to be followed up by our actions.
哎，我们看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
雅各书二章二十一节。
James chapter 2 verse 21.
我们的祖宗亚伯兰把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因为行为称义吗？二十二节。
22.
可见信心与他的行为并行，并且信心因着行为才得完全。二十三节。
23.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯兰信神，这就算为他的义了。他又得称为神的朋友。哎，亚伯兰在一百多岁的时候啊，115岁的时候，按照神的吩咐，把他儿子以撒献上。
Abraham about year 115 years old that he offered up his son Isaac according to God.
因为他相信神对他讲的话。
Abraham believed, had faith upon the words of God.
他当然知道这样子把他献上，他儿子就死了。
And obviously, Isaac, Abraham knows that once he offered Isaac, he will just have lost his son.
但是他遵照神的话去做。
But Abraham followed what God instructed.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
他相信神会使他复活。
That God will resurrect his son Isaac.
因为神曾经对他讲，从以撒生的才是他的后裔。
God had warned, says to Abraham that only from Isaac that your descendant will be chosen by God.
这就是真正的信心。
This is a true faith.
他相信神每一句所讲的话。
Abraham believed every word God uttered.
神真的就阻挡他献他的以撒。
And God blocked Abraham from offering Isaac.
就神告诉他。
And God told Abraham,
我知道你真正是敬畏神的人了。
And from now, that I truly understand that Abraham, you are the one that fear God.
因为你不把你独生的这个儿子都留着不献给我。
And you do not, you give everything, even your only begotten son.
所以信心和行为是并行的。
And so, faith and deeds has to walk together.
信心因为行为才得成全。
Our faith grows is because of actions that carry it with it.
说无为的信心，第一个意思就是有爱心的行为。
And the first meaning of the pure faith is that it has to have actions that accompany.
你信神，我们一定会按照神的话去做。
If we believe in God, we will truly do what God instructs men to do.
好像亚伯兰一样。
Similar to what Abraham did.
看到弟兄姊妹有身是衣食住行的缺欠，我们就一定要帮助他。
If we see our brothers and sisters that need help from us, that we can provide assistance for them.
不是只有嘴巴讲一下而已。
We do not just become a person that just speak.
圣经主耶稣在传福音的人的时候，有一些这个专门在教导人圣经的法利赛人。
During Jesus' period, there is a group of people known as the Pharisees.
法利赛人，主耶稣称他们是假冒为善。
And Jesus criticized the Pharisees as hypocrite.
为什么？
Why so?
因为他们能说不能行。
Because the Pharisees is just a speaker and not a doer.
我们看马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章第一节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 1.
那时耶稣对众人和门徒议论，第二节。
2.
说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，第三节。
3.
但他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。主耶稣讲道理的时候跟门徒讲。
While Jesus was preaching to the disciples, Jesus told his disciples,
文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上,
that the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in the seat of Moses.
因为他们拥有讲解圣经的权柄。
These two group of people has the authority to explain the scripture.
他们是教导圣经的老师。
They are the teachers of the scripture.
所以就坐在摩西的位上。
So they sit in the seat of Moses.
因为他们是在做教导人的工作。
Pharisees and scribes are the teachers of the law.
主耶稣对他们这样子的讲。
Jesus told.
他们所吩咐的，你们都要谨守遵行。
Whatever they tell you to do, you have to obey.
因为他们照着圣经在讲。
Because they teach according to scripture.
哎，但是主耶稣又讲一句话。
Jesus continued forward.
不要效法他们的行为。
Just do not practice what they do.
因为他们能说不能行。
They are speaker and not a doer.
哎，一个信不是真实的信心，只会讲做不到。
And unless one has genuine faith towards God, one will be a speaker and not a doer.
我们听了他所讲的道理，我们就去遵行。
And if we listen and understand the teachings, and we can do the works of God.
哎，我们就得到福气了。
We shall be blessed.
因为他讲的是神的话。
Because the speakers are talking about speaking.
照神的话做的人是得到福气的。
And anyone that practices the words of God is blessed.
我们听的人如果照神的话去做，那我们就有福气了。
And we listeners, if we practice what the Lord teaches us, we are blessed.
我们不必因为那个人是假的，他所讲的真话，我们就不信。
We should not assume that the speakers is telling us something incorrectly, and we do not believe.
哎，他这个人是不好的人，但是他讲的是真话，我们要去信。
We should believe the speakers, even though that we don't like the personality.
哎，那他照神的话讲，我们照神的话去做，我们就有福气了。
And the speaker will speak the words of God, and we obey and practice the words of God, we shall be blessed.
哎，那他讲的人是假的，那神会处理他。
And if the speakers is speaking heresies, God would do what is necessary.
哎，他说这种人只会讲，他做不到。
And Jesus described this group of people as a speaker and not a doer.
哎，我们这个无为的信心啊，我们要经常的去思考。
We should often examine of what is our faith.
哎，我们是不是真的有去照神的话去做呢？
Do we practice? Obediently what the words of God is.
哎，我们再来看我们做工的心态。
And secondly, let us next we come study the attitude of us of our servitude.
我们要听神所讲的话。
We should be eager to listen to the words of God.
神把工作交给我们。
God assigned work for us.
哎，让我们在世界上做盐做光。
That we can become light and salt of this world.
哎，在世界上做见证。
That we can give testimonies to the world.
那我们做见证人、带领人的人，他的心态是什么？
We as a leader of the people, what is our attitude and personality?
哎，有两种人。
There are two group of people.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 10.
主耶稣说，教导人的有两种。
Jesus described there are two group of teachers.
我们来看。约翰福音第十章第十一节。
John chapter 10 verse 11.
十一节。
11.
哎，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。十二节。
12.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住了羊，赶散了羊群。13节。
13.
雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念。不念羊啊，十四节。
14.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。对一个羊来讲，有两种人。
To a sheep, there are two categories of human being.、
嗯、照顾羊的有两种。
There are two group of people that tenders the sheep.
第一个是牧人。
One group is the shepherd.
第二个是雇工。
The second is those that have been hired.、
牧人跟雇工的心态有什么不同呢？
What is the different personality between a shepherd, a true shepherd and a hired hand?
哎，牧人是把自己的羊当作自己的。
A shepherd will treat the sheep as their own flock.
哎，他会照顾他。
And the shepherd will tend the flock.
必要的时候为羊舍命。
And if needed, the shepherd would try to save the sheep.
哎。Sacrifice that. 那雇工是什么呢？
And what are those that is deemed as those that have been hired?
因为那羊不是他的。
And because the sheep doesn't belong, the flock of sheep does not belong.
有人拿钱雇他而已，来看管而已。
They have been employed to tender the flocks.
哎，那这些人，做完事了就回家了。
And the employee, after their time is up, they will just leave.
哎，那个不是他的羊。
This sheep does not belong to him.
如果狼来了，
if any wild animals come,
要来吃羊，
to attack the sheep,
他就不走了。
And the employee will just walk away.
哎，因为那不是他的。
Because this property does not belong to him.
他从心里面没有愿意要为这个羊来舍命。
The employee has no care for the life of this sheep.
因为那不是他的东西。
Because all these animals does not belong to him.
他跟他没有什么关系。
There's no close relationship between him, between employees and the sheep.
哎，我做一个工钟头的看羊，就拿一个钟头的钱。
I'll get paid for the hour that I put it in.
我为干嘛为把我的生命放上去啊？
And why should I risk my life for you?
哎，但是牧人就不一样了。
But the shepherd is acts otherwise.
那是我的羊。
Those animals are my flock.
主耶稣说我是好牧人，为羊舍命。
Jesus described himself as a good shepherd that sacrificed a life for the flock.
我们是主耶稣的羊。
We are all the flocks of Jesus.
主耶稣怎么样知道怎么样买就是给我把我们做他的羊呢？
And how does Jesus choose us to be his flock?
圣经讲，
the Bible says,
他为我们啊，钉死在十字架，流血买我们进来的。
Jesus Christ says that in the Bible that he was crucified on the cross and redeemed us with his blood.
我们是主耶稣用宝血，他的血买过来的。
We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
所以圣经说，我们属于主耶稣。
And so the Bible describes us that we belong to Jesus.
主耶稣愿意为我们流宝血。
And Jesus is willing to shed his precious blood for us.
那我们得到神恩典了以后，
after we have received the grace of God,
如果我们明白这个道理，
if we understand this teaching,
我们有真正的信心，
and if we have a genuine faith,
我们就会看顾主耶稣用宝血买来的羊。
And that we will tender the flock that Jesus redeemed with his precious blood.
每一个受洗的弟兄姊妹都是主耶稣宝血买来的。
Everyone that received the baptisms has been redeemed by Jesus.
我们甚至于好像主耶稣一样，真的要用我们的命来保护他们。
We should act like Jesus that he exchanged his life to protect the flocks.
这叫做无为的信仰。
And this is what he called that the clear conscience faith.
如果我们在教会服事，
If we are in the church and serving the church,
觉得说我今天讲道就是一个钟头，一个钟头完就不是我的事了。
Today I've been assigned for the test, and once I completed, and that is end of it.
我就是那个人，就是雇工。
This is called an employee.
他不是牧人。
He is not a shepherd.
他不是神的仆人。
This person is not a servant of God.
真正信仰的仆人是二十四小时在看顾他的弟兄姊妹。
A true servant of God is one that is looking over the brothers and sisters 24 hours a day.
随时电话响了，就好像医生一样，就要赶快去照顾他。
And any time that someone needs help, that they should immediately tender them.
我们要追求这种的信仰。
We should work towards this type of faith.
牧人跟雇工有很大的不同。
A shepherd and an employee has great differences in their roles.
牧人，这个雇工不是从门进来的。
And this employee doesn't come through that gate.
主耶稣在第七节说，我就是那个门。
Jesus in John chapter verse 7 says that I am that gate.
第一节说，如果不是从门进来的，就是强盗，是谁？
Verse 1 described that if that person doesn't come in through the gate, then that is a thief and a robber.
一个工人不是从主耶稣进来的，就是强盗，是贼。
And if one worker of God doesn't come in through Jesus, that person is a thief or a robber.
这是什么意思？
What does this statement mean?
就是说这个人，这个工人不是因为主耶稣的爱所感动出来做圣工的，他的工信仰不是真正的。
If one person come and serve God not through the love of God, then that person is not working genuinely.
主耶稣说他们是贼。
And Jesus described them as a thief.
他们是强盗。
Jesus described them as a robber.
第八节,
Verse 8.
凡在我以先来的都是贼,都是强盗,羊不听他们的,听他们, 第九节,
Verse 9.
我就是门,凡从我进来的必得然得救,并且出入得草吃, 第十节,
10.
盗贼来,无非是偷窃,杀害,毁坏, 我来的是要叫羊得生命, 并且得的更丰盛, 这完全的把它说出来, 这个牧人跟盗贼差别在什么地方?
These several verses give us a very good distinction between a robber and a shepherd.
真正的信心是从主耶稣来的。
A genuine faith comes from Jesus directly.
因为主耶稣为我钉十字架，我感动来服侍弟兄姊妹。
Jesus Christ crucified on the cross for me that I was moved by his love that I serve.
这样子的人就像主耶稣有主耶稣的心了。
And this is the one that has a close heart of Jesus.
他所要为羊所做的都是为的使他们得救得生命得的更丰盛。
And all they are doing is that they tender the flock that they will have an abundant life.
如果是故宫是贼是强盗那他就不顾念这个羊的成长。
And if they are robbers or they are thieves, then they care less about the growth, the welfare of the flocks.
他只为他自己。
The employee, would, the robbers and thieves will just care for themselves.
这里说只是为了偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And the thief will concern about how they can just steal and kill and destroy.
这圣经也讲，这样子那个羊也不会听他的。
Likewise, the flock, I mean the sheep, will not follow them.
因为他看到这个人都要来欺负我。
And that the sheep will know that they will come to harm the sheep.
不是来帮助我。
And it's not helping the sheep.
人家就不会跟从他了。
And they, likewise, that anyone will not follow them.
所以真正的信仰信心跟我们工作的态度有关系。
True faith or true servitude to God has to do with our faith.
跟我们服侍人里面的心态、动机、服侍的动机很有关系。
It comes up from how we, with the attitude and personality on how we serve.
我们要遵守神的诫命。
We have to obey the commands of God.
就要有爱心。
Then we need to possess love.
爱心当中的一个就是从无为的信心出来的。
And one element that comes from love is this sincere faith.
我们再来看第三个。
Third.
第三个就是所讲的道理要合乎真理。
And all the teachings has to be in accordance to the truth.
不是按照自己的意思。
Not according to what we presume.
主耶稣在传福音的时候, 有批人,法利赛人,撒杜盖人。
While Jesus was ministering, there is those teachers, Pharisees and the scribes.
神设立他们做教导百姓的工作。
God designated them to be the teachers towards the people.
但是他们把人的吩咐交给人。
And they pass on the teachings of God to man.
他们用传统。 来废掉神的诫命。
They use their traditions to overcome the commandments of God.
一面在讲神的话。
They were still preaching the words of God.
一面又把自己的东西加进去。
This group of teachers, they added their own ideologies into the teachings.
这样子不但不能够帮忙他所带领的人。
They doesn't help those that they lead them.
甚至于辖制他们所带领的人。
But they restrict or they hinder those that follow them.
这种人在主耶稣传福音的时候，经常跟主耶稣对抗。
These teachers they often always in conflict with Jesus.
每一次主耶稣讲道，他们就在下面听。
Every time when Jesus preached, they will just listen.
他们不是来领受真理。
They doesn't come to understand the truth.
他们是在听看主耶稣所讲的道理里面有什么漏洞，抓他的把柄。
And while Jesus was preaching, they would try to find fault with Jesus.
主耶稣是神，当然知道他是什么心了。
Jesus is God and understand their mentality.
我们来看另一个例子。
Let us study the first example.
马太福音15章。
Matthew chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马太福音15章第一节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 1.
15章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 1.
那时有法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣说，第二节。
2.
你的门徒为什么犯了古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。他们来到主耶稣的面前。
These people comes before Jesus.
注意主耶稣所讲的，还有所做的。
They focus upon what Jesus did and what Jesus
said. 他们这次抓到主耶稣的把柄了。
Now that they eventually found the fault of Jesus.
你们的门徒怎么吃饭不洗手？
And how come that your disciples doesn't wash their hand before the meals?
吃饭不洗手，到底是谁设的？
And who set up the rules of not that you need to wash hands before eating?
不是神设的。
Set up by God.
是人设的。
And this hygiene is set up by human.
好像大人对小孩子讲，你吃饭要洗手啊。
It's just like an adult instructing a kid that they have to wash their hands before meals.
吃饭不洗手跟得救没有关系啊。
Washing hands and having meals has no relationship with salvation.
你脏的手去吃饭啊，你只会拉肚子而已啊。
And if your hand is filthy and you eat it, use your hand to eat food, you will get diarrhea.
你不会说因为手不脏手吃饭你不能进天国。
It does not mean that if you have filthy hand, eat a food and then you will lose your way to salvation.
吃饭不洗手不是神的诫命。
Eating without washing the hands is not a commandment of God.
这些在教导圣经的人说这个是要大家遵守的。
And the teachers of the law instructed the people that this is what everyone should follow.
因为你们犯了古人的遗传。
And because you have break the tradition of the law.
否定了传统。
And that you have neglected the tradition.
人的传统。
That is a tradition of humans.
人的吩咐。
That is the commands of man.
你是社会的风俗习惯。
That is culture, tradition of the society.
跟圣经没有得救没有关系啊。
It has no relationship to salvation.
如果我们把这些东西加到教导的里面，
if we add all these tradition cultures into the teaching,
你是带领人走到灭亡的地步去了。
You as a leaders are leading the peoples astray.
自己不进去天国。自己要下地狱，还要叫人拉着另外一个人下地狱去。
You are heading towards destructions, and you are leading others to follow.
这马太福音二十三章，主耶稣对法利赛人所讲的话。
And Jesus in Matthew chapter 23, some of the recordings towards the Pharisees.
瞎眼的带瞎眼的进到坑里面，对，到坑里面去了。
That's what Jesus says: the blind leading a blind and goes into a pit.
这个什么瞎了？眼心中的眼睛瞎了。
They are blind in their heart.
什么叫做心中眼睛瞎了？
They are blind in their heart refers to
你看不见神的诫命是什么？
It means that it fails to see what the commands of God is.
然后照了很多人的方法。
And but supplemented a lot of methods from man.
然后教人家这样子就是遵行。
And instruct man to follow.
如果不遵行，他就要定你的罪。
And if you do not obey this commands, then you are condemned.
这是主耶稣对他们所讲的。
And this is what Jesus spoke to these.
本来他们是要定主耶稣的罪。
These teachers are finding fault with Jesus.
但是主耶稣告诉他们。
Jesus in reply says.
第三节，十五章第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣回答说：“你们为什么因你们的遗传犯了神的诫命呢？”然后主耶稣就解释第四节
：“Verse four，
神说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。”第五节
：“Verse five，
你们倒说无论何人对父母说我所奉给你的已经做了贡献。”第六节
：“Six，
他就可以不孝顺父母，这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。”他要说主耶稣废了古人的遗传。
And the teachers is trying to find fault to proclaim that Jesus has broken the commandments of God.
主耶稣说你们用古人的遗传来废了神的诫命。
But on the other hand, Jesus says that you have used the tradition and cultures to break the commands of God.
因为十诫里面有讲要孝敬父母。
Jesus quoted from the Ten Commandments, the fourth one says that you should honor your parents.
在律法里面讲，你如果不孝敬父母，要被指使，石头打死。
And in the laws of the Old Testament,
咒骂父母的。
In the laws of Old Testament, if you do not obey your parents, you shall be stoned to death.
那你们这些教导门人的人啊，教人家怎么教呢？
And you as a teachers, what do you teach the people?
你把要孝敬父母的钱奉献给教会了，所以我就可以不要孝顺父母。
But you use the money that you need to show your feel piety to your parents and donate to the church, and you do not need to show feel piety to your parents anymore.
主耶稣说，你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
And Jesus says that through your tradition and cultures that you have broken the commandments of God.
主耶稣在第八节说,
Verse 8,
这种人就是嘴巴尊敬神, 心却远离神啊。
And that Jesus tell them that you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far away from me.
将人的吩咐当作道理教导人。
And that using the command, the tradition of human means as a commandments to teach others.
拜神也枉然啊。
And their worship is in vain.
主耶稣很不客气跟他们讲。
Jesus spoke directly to them in point blank.
任何一个人这样子的教导，拜神是枉然的，没有用的。
Anyone who teaches in this manner is worshiping God in vain.
我们尊敬神，遵守神的诫命是诚诚实实的去遵守。
We obey the commandments of God thoroughly.
不要加添自己任何的意识在里面。
That we should not add any of our opinions onto the commandments.
哎，这种的教训呢，让我们直接去警惕。
And this will be a lesson for us.
我们看圣经要很仔细的看。
So when we read the Bible, we have to understand that.
不要马马虎虎的看。
We should not skim through.
哎呀，大家都一样嘛，讲的都一样嘛。
It seems that everyone and opinions are similar.
不一样的。
It is different.
法利赛人讲的跟主耶稣讲的，就是180度刚好颠倒啊。
The Pharisees and teachers has a extreme opposite view.
结果也不一样的。
And the results are different.
哎，遵守主耶稣的上天堂，遵守法利赛人到地狱啊，不一样的。
The difference is, if you obey Jesus, you go to heaven. If you follow the Pharisees, you go to hell.
不要说一样啊。
There is no similarity.
很大的不同。
There's a great difference.
跟我的灵魂到将来到哪里有绝对的关系。
It has to do with how we are saved.
遵守神的诫命不可马虎啊。
Obeying the commandment of God has to be thorough.
这不是在吓大家，是对我自己讲的。
This is not just a severe warning to everyone, but just for me.
求神啊，让我在你所讲的能够按照他的旨意。
And that I wish that what I say may be according to the will of God.
因为按照圣经啊，神要评判我所讲的。
From the Bible, we are judged by what we say.
我们再看马太福音，约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter
8. 约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
这里第一节到十一节。
Verses 1 through 11.
又提到有这些人啊，这些法利赛人啊，文士啊，又来找主耶稣了。
And that the Pharisees and scribes once again met Jesus.
他们抓到一个女人啊，正在行淫的时候被抓到了。
They brought before Jesus an adulterous woman.
他们把这个女人抓在主耶稣的面前。
And this woman was brought before Jesus.
就来拷问主耶稣。
The Pharisees and scribes were questioning Jesus.
看主耶稣要不要定这个女人的罪。
They were asking whether Jesus condemned this woman.
我们来看约翰福音第八章第五节。
John chapter 8 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么办呢？第六节。
6.
他们说这话乃要试探耶稣，为了要得告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上写字。第七节。
7.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁没有罪的，谁可以先拿石头打他。他们不是真正来求问神，主耶稣啊，真心的求问主耶稣说，我这句话不懂，我来问主耶稣啊，真正你把真理告诉我，不是这种心态。
And their mentality is not asking Jesus on how to resolve the issue, but they have another intention.
他们只是要看主耶稣怎么对这个行淫抓来的女人，你怎么处理。
Basically, they want to entrap Jesus on this adulterous woman case.
他们是揣着恶意来试探主耶稣。
The Pharisee scribe comes with evil intention.
主耶稣如果说把她打死。
And if Jesus says condemn her.
他们可以说主耶稣没有爱心。
Then Jesus will be rebuked because Jesus feel of love.
主耶稣说把她释放。
If Jesus release her,
他们说你怎么违反神的摩西的律法？
And they will be, Jesus will be responded with, how do you break the commandments of the laws of Moses?
这就是人的诡诈。
And this is what the cunning mentality of human is.
我们不要存这种的心来到神的面前。
We should not come with God, to God with this intention.
我们看圣经不懂，没有关系。 我们真心的求问。
If we do not comprehend the Bible, we can often always pray to God.
我们不要来这里专门找圣经有什么不对的地方。
And we should not picky-nicky about what the fault of the Bible is.
我们已经信主的人应该要诚心的去领受这些话。
As a believer, that we should truly accept the words of God as face value.
我们不懂，求圣灵帮助我们明白它。
If we do not comprehend the Bible, we can pray that the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom.
因为神的话不会改变的，是真理。
The word of God will not change, and it always is
the truth. 是绝对的真理。
It's an absolute truth.
因为他是神。
Because God is God.
我们不明白是因为我们不懂而已。
We cannot comprehend is because we don't understand.
我们求圣灵帮助我们去明白。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will give us understanding.
不要像这种人一样。
And we should not be like this type of people.
好像是很对主耶稣很有礼貌。
It seems that they are obedient to God.
来问主耶稣。
They come to Jesus.
你要怎么办?
What shall we do?
其实他是要定主耶稣的罪。
But in a On the other hand, they are trying to find fault with Jesus.
主耶稣当然知道他们的心了。
Jesus already knew what their intention was.
开始主耶稣不理他们。
Jesus ignored the group of people initially.
这些人一直不断地来挑衅主耶稣。
But this group of people come on insisting on questioning Jesus.
主耶稣大概这样子想。
In Jesus' mind, maybe something like this happened.
你想要定罪他吗?
Do you want to condemn her?
你要我定罪他吗?
Do you want me to condemn her?
那我问你，你来定罪她好了。
Then why don't you condemn her directly?
因为这个故事最重要是定罪的标准啊，谁来定罪？
And here this teaching is that who or what standard is used to condemn people?
那你呢？他呢？来定罪吗？
Is it you or them?
哎，那主耶稣就告诉他们。
And Jesus tells them.
你要定罪吗？
Do you want to condemn them?
那你自己要先没有罪。
Then you should be sinless.
所以主耶稣在告诉他。
Then Jesus tells them.
你们当中哪一个没有罪的，丢第一个石头。
And anyone that is without sin, be the one that throw the first stone.
没有一个人敢丢石头。
No one dare to throw the first stone.
圣经里面讲，从老的到年轻的，一个一个丢走了。
The Bible says that from the most oldest to the youngest, everyone left.
因为老的人知道他自己都有罪。
Because the elderly one know that they have sinned.
越活得越久，知道罪越多。
And the longer we live, the more transgressions we commit.
年轻人可能不太了解他犯了什么罪，但是年老的人一定知道的。
And for the younger one, probably they break less transgressions, but the older one committed more transgressions.
所以从老的良心发现，一个一个就走掉了。
And therefore, from their conscience, that the elderly one are the one that live first.
最后只剩下谁呢？ 主耶稣在那里。
Only Jesus was the one that is still left.
可以定罪人的只有主耶稣啊。
And only Jesus that's able to condemn people.
人都走光了。
All the human beings left.
那个罪人在主耶稣的面前。
And this sinner is in front of Jesus.
只剩下主耶稣跟这个罪人。
And only Jesus and this adulterous woman left.
主耶稣说，妇人啊，那些人到哪里去了？
And Jesus says that woman, where are they?
他们没有定你的罪吗？
Has no one condemned you?
他们不够资格定他的罪。
The people are not qualified to condemn her.
因为只有主耶稣神可以定人的罪。
And only Jesus is able of to condemn people.
最后一句话，八章的十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
八章十一节。
Chapter 8, verse
11. 那个女人说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And that is what verse 11 just read, that no one condemned her.
她说，主耶稣说，我不定你的罪。
And Jesus says that I will not condemn you.
我现在不定你的罪。
Now I will not condemn you.
但是你不能够再犯罪了。
And that you should not commit the same transgressions again.
我们信主的时候，
When we believe in Jesus,
耶稣宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Jesus Christ redeemed, cleanse our sin.
不是我们所做的。
It's not through what we do.
我们是个罪人。
We are a sinner.
主耶稣说：“我不定你的罪。”
And Jesus did not condemn of our sin.
你以前所犯的罪，我们所犯的罪，主耶稣 不再看了。
And the sins that were committed previously, Jesus ignored them.
主耶稣跟那个妇人所讲的话，就是跟我们每一位信徒所讲的话。
The conversation Jesus towards the woman is the same as Jesus to us.
主耶稣不定我们的罪。
Jesus do not condemn us.
主耶稣现在不定我们的罪。
Jesus now do not condemn us.
但是我们要保持圣洁。
But we have to keep our holiness.
我们被主蒙召，最重要责任是要保持我这个身体的圣洁。
And that Jesus called us that we can preserve our body to be holy.
因为主耶稣召我们就是要成为圣洁。
Jesus called us to be holy.
不要再犯罪了。
That we should not commit any more sin.
主耶稣有一次行完神迹以后，也是告诉一个那个病人，好的病人说：“你不要再犯罪了。”
Jesus after healed the sick person, that tell this sick person not to commit any more sin.
因为你如果再犯罪
，and if you commit any more transgressions,
你的后果更不堪设想。
And your consequences will be more severe.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5,
第十四节
verse 14.
约翰福音五章十四节
John chapter 5, verse 14.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，就对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你所遭遇的更加厉害。”这里讲得很清楚。
This verse tells us very plainly.
我们得到主的宝血洗净了以后，不可再犯罪。
After we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we should not commit any more sin.
如果我们犯罪，
If we commit our sin,
我们的后果更加厉害了。
We will encounter more severe consequences.
主耶稣做了一个比喻。
Jesus quoted a parable.
说有一个鬼啊，从一个人身上离开了。
A demon left a person.
那个鬼就到处在找，看看有没有其人任何一个人他可以住进去。
And the demon was roaming around looking for another host to live in.
结果发觉到没有地方，没有一个人他可以进去了。
And the demon realized that there is no one willing.No host, no people that he is able to enter.
那个鬼就跑回到原来那个他原来住的那个人那里。
And the demons return back to the to his former person.
他看里面都打扫干净，没有人住。
And that all inside this person is kept clean, and there's no one living in that.
那个鬼很高兴，就再找七个更凶恶的鬼。八个鬼一起住在他里面。
And seven of his other friends and themselves live in this person again.
结果那个人后来的情况更惨了。
This person encountered a more severe sicknesses after that.
这是代表我们的信徒。
This represents our believer.
我们信徒蒙主洗赦罪以后，里面都干净了，打扫干净了。
After we believe in Jesus Christ, our spiritual self is clean and holy. 魔
鬼离开了。
The demon left.
但是我们要迎接主耶稣进来啊。
We have to welcome Jesus.
我们要让圣灵充满。
We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不然那个魔鬼再跑回来的时候。
Otherwise, when the demon returned back.
看到里面没有主耶稣。
And they realize that Jesus is not there.
没有圣灵在里面。
And there's no Holy Spirit.
他就会带着更凶恶的鬼一起住进去。
They will bring more severe or more frightening demons and live with them.
那我们后来的情况就惨了。更惨了。
Then our consequences is more severe than initially.
所以不要再犯罪。
That we should not commit any more sin.
主耶稣现在没有不定我们的罪，不代表我们永远不犯罪。
Jesus do not condemn of our sin doesn't mean that we are sin free after that.
这是一个值得我们思考的事情。
This is one of the points in our faith that we should think about.
我们要有无为的信心。
We need to have a genuine faith.
无为的信仰。
And have a genuine belief.
第一个。
Firstly,
要有信心的爱心的表现。
That we will have a faithful type of love.
看到弟兄姊妹有衣食住行的需要，我们要主动的帮助他。
We should help our brothers and sisters that are in need.
第二个，我们服事的心态要像好牧人。
Two, that we should have an attitude of a good shepherd to tend the flock.
我们被主耶稣的爱所激动。
We have been moved by the love of God.
主耶稣为我流宝血救我。
Jesus Christ shed his blood for me.
所以我们也要帮助主耶稣用宝血救的弟兄姊妹。
So that we should help brothers and sisters that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
只要他没有犯死罪。
As long as one doesn't commit
more sin. 我们应该去帮助他。
We should help them.
好，照顾他。
to tender them.
这是我们每一个人的责任。
This is the duty of every one of us.
真正的信仰一定按照神的真理在教导。
And a true faith, a genuine faith is the one that follows the command of God.
绝对不要把人的吩咐、人的遗传加到教导里面。
And we should not add human traditions, cultures into the teachings of God.
因为主耶稣说，这样子的人表面在拜神，但是是枉然的，没有用的。
And Jesus says that they are worshiping God in vain.
只有神可以定人的罪。
And God is able to condemn man's sin.
除非那个人甘心，除非那个人 自愿要离开神。
On the condition that person voluntarily left God.
他不再信神了。
That he left God.
他对抗耶稣了。
That he oppose Jesus.
他就往地狱的里面去跑。
They are walking away into destruction.
像犹大一样。
Similar to Judas.
我们不要再犯罪了。
And we should not commit any more sin.
求主直接带领我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这无为的信心上，能够努力的追求。
On this sincere faith that we can pursue more.
保持我们的信仰到最后的一口气。
That we can preserve our faith to our last breath.
我们的将来有天国的盼望是实际的。
That we can fully materialize what our heavenly kingdom promises are.
唱诗228首。
Let's sing hymn 228.